USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The World Economic Forum is underway in Switzerland this morning. Attendance this week at the full-fledged gathering in 3 years because of the pandemic appears plentiful. One of the more surprising attendees is Colombia's new leftist president, Gustavo Petro. President Biden will not be attending, and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is only there to meet with her Chinese counterpart on Wednesday. U.S. climate guru John Kerry says the theory of climate change is not resonating with most humans.
Quote, saving the planet. And if you said that to most people, they think you're just a crazy tree-hugging, lefty, liberal, you know, do-gooder, whatever. And there's no relationship. But really, that's where we are.
Someone at a Mesquite, Texas mall broke through a concrete wall in an abandoned Sears store and then into a jewelry store where they stole around $2 million in jewelry. The heist happened at American Jewelers at the Town East Mall. An employee arrived Saturday morning and discovered the theft, though police did not say what time they believe the break-in happened. No arrests have been made as of Tuesday morning. The rains in California for the past several weeks is good news for the drought and bad news with how much has fallen.
Jeremy Arish with the Department of Water Resources says the Flood Operations Center in Sacramento has deployed flood fighters, engineers, and technical experts to upward of 50 incidents in 17 counties over the past 2 weeks.
The maintaining agencies will need to inspect and patrol their levees to look for any damage that may have occurred as these waters have been up against those levees for so long.
In the Sierra, parts of Highway 50 are closed for avalanche control. Rain is expected to taper off with another storm arriving on Wednesday. I'm Victoria Idoni.
The Cowboys advance in the National Football League playoffs after beating Tampa Bay last night 31-14. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Turkey and the United States will try to play nice this week after many disagreements between the NATO allies involve weapons and who's getting them and who should not. Expectations that the issues can be resolved are low, but they are talking. Turkey's foreign minister, Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu, is flying out on Tuesday for a meeting on Wednesday with his U.S. counterpart, Antony Blinken, on a rare visit by a Turkish official. Although top-secret documents have been held by President Biden for years, there were no visitor logs kept at the locations where the documents were discovered in multiple locations.
The White House says there are no visitor logs from President Biden's personal residence in Delaware, the home where classified documents have been discovered. Even so, House Republicans continue demanding that the president turn over all information related to those documents.
We're going to continue to press for answers. We believe that this family could be compromised because of the millions of dollars that they've received from our adversaries around the world, particularly from China.
House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, the White House Counsel's Office said, like every president in decades of modern history, his personal residence is personal. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden will travel to California's Central Coast Thursday to visit areas that have been receiving lots of rainwater and snow. The White House said Biden will visit with first responders and state and local officials, survey recovery efforts, and assess what additional federal support is needed. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229, 800-734-1229,